This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. We are broadcasting to you from AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in the Tampa, Sarasota markets. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers getting the mail delivered to the post offices so you can get it in your mailbox today, and our suicide jockeys heading hauling the gas, on hauling the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it has to go. Don't forget, we also give a special shout-out to the Amazon warehouse workers. We appreciate you guys and gals, and we appreciate the Amazon drivers, too, for tuning in to the program out on the road. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain at an S America, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us from California, where he has now got his boat on the trailer ready to launch at any moment, that would be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Now, you don't live in the valley, do you?
No, I don't live in the valley. No.
All right, so you could launch it on the hill, the hillside, and you could go down in the valley, and you'd still be able to float with all the water that's going to be there.
Well, that's right. And for a lot of people in California right now, Captain, it's very, very scary because of the burn scars, just the amount of water. What we're hearing is, especially up in the Northern California area, the amount of water that's falling from the sky is really unprecedented. So we don't know what we're going to see, but certainly, hopefully, people are going to be able to deal with it.
I can only imagine. In the meantime, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words that we always emphasize, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And speaking of God, the funeral for Pope Benedict is going to start fairly soon over in the Vatican City. But we do need to mention that. And Kyle, you've got some information there, I believe, about what's going on. So tell us about it.
Well, yes, of course. This is all taking place right in front there of St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City in Rome. We've seen literally thousands and thousands of people who have shown up there, many cardinals of the church and so forth. Pope Emeritus's casket is there on display. Pope Benedict XVI, Pope Emeritus, he resigned about 10 years ago because of health reasons, and that's what allowed Pope Francis to be elected Pope. But this was a very sort of strange situation, Captain. For some 600 years, there hadn't been two popes, basically, or a pope that had resigned. So it was a very different kind of situation, but Pope Francis, we understand, is going to be leading this ceremony. It's going to be a fairly simple ceremony, we understand, as people gather for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI.
Okay. Now, folks, in case you haven't heard, some of you may not have, we have been telling you about a deal, a speakership deal that has been brokered by Kevin McCarthy. They're going to be coming back into session at noon today to have another vote. But apparently a major PAC, political PAC, who had skin in the game called Money, the Club for Growth, had a bunch of congressmen under their wing that they were pretty much controlling because of the donations they'd given them, the campaign funds they'd given them to get themselves elected or reelected, whatever the case may have been. Now, there were three first-time congressmen, one woman, who were part of this, and three current congressmen who had served more than one or two terms, one of them being Chip Roy in Texas. And if you didn't know, and if you haven't paid attention to us, then shame on you, but everything in Washington, D.C. is controlled by the money pushing it in the direction that they want it to go. That's the way it's done. Nothing has changed, and it's gotten worse over these years. And Kyle, if you want to add something to that, have at it.
Well, you know, Captain, certainly one of the things that people rail against, and a lot of times you have new incoming representatives and senators who rail against that very thing, that Washington's controlled by these special interests or money. They want to change things. So that's understandable. But how you change them, that's maybe a different story altogether.
Yep. And let's see here. Yep, that is the music. Okay. I hear the music coming back, so you hang on, Kyle, and folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warner and myself, don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And let's see if we can get this guy to tell us what's going on today.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha, and looking forward to it today, 11:30 to 1:30, our monthly Have Lunch with the Captain there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. By the way, if you are coming, bring your appetite and try that Captain's Club. I'm telling you. It's absolutely, and by the way, they asked me what I wanted on a sandwich one day. That's how this all got started. And I told them, because I said, well, you got a club, but it doesn't really have what I want. So I said, well, what do you want? And I said, well, how about a little turkey, a little ham, a little bacon, some lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and on a big old bun, the biggest bun you got. So they did. I did. And to make a long story short, it's been a staple ever since at Mixon's. And it's been, I don't know, a year and a half, something like that. So we appreciate it, and we appreciate them. Now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, no action is going to be taken against Major General Patrick Donahoe's dust-up that he had with Tucker Carlson over the topic of women serving in the military.
Yes, very, very interesting. I understand that. I did not see the interview, Captain, but it's my understanding that the Major General had a particular opinion about women serving in combat roles.
That's true. And everybody's entitled to their own opinions.
you know, I think I might have said along the line, as long as they could point and hit what they were aiming at when the time came, nobody really cared. At any rate,
right.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Captain. I was simply going to say, I think that in this day and age, too, I think people look at whether or not the soldier is ready to go into combat, and not all soldiers go into combat. You see, this is all part of having a fully functional, effective fighting force. Military is that some people are doing logistics, some people are cooking the food, some people are flying the plane or something, whatever it might be, but someone who's actually in combat, whether a man or a woman, I think if the soldier is ready and the soldier has the ability and has demonstrated that ability, then we're going to go fight. We're going to go win.
Well, the people that have made it famous in military aisles all around the world are the Israelis with the women they have in the military.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, there was a time, I'm sure, that kind of comment might have been the prevailing kind of thought. But in this day and age, I really do think, Captain, that we have so many great women who've joined in the military. If they're capable of fighting, just like anyone who'd ever joined the military, then we got to support them and we got to give them what they need to go and do the job and come back home alive.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure they're doing this yet. But the new over-the-counter abortion pill got approval from the FDA, and it's going to be sold, I understand, at Walgreens and CVS pharmacies across the country. I'm not sure it's being done yet, but what do you know about this?
Well, as you said, yeah, this is sort of a new thing that we're seeing. We also understand, Captain, I think the U.S. Postal Service, there was a ruling just recently allowing the Postal Service to deliver such kinds of pills into states that outlaw this procedure, basically, or this medicine or the pill that I should say that it is. So definitely, because it's not medicine, obviously, definitely this is a major quantum change, isn't it, in terms of abortion in this country. There's no doubt about that.
Now, President Joe Biden, working with a Democrat-controlled Congress, increased the federal debt in 2022 by approximately $11,374 per American worker. But what exactly did you get out of that, Kyle?
Well, I think what the American worker gets out of this is more problems on the border. You got inflation like you wouldn't believe. You got foreign policy problems that we still haven't seen the ramifications of fully yet, but it's not good. And we've got basically an administration that doesn't know what to do. Things are out of control, and they think that they can talk their way out of just about anything.
Right. And, of course, as 2022 drew to a close, all 10 of the largest environmental, social, and governance, those are the ESG funds we've heard a lot about, left investors suffering double-digit performance losses in their value of their portfolios. Now, that comes from Bloomberg. Now, what's more is the report finds that 8 of the 10's largest ESG funds measured by assets performed worse than the Standard & Poor's 500.
Yes, this is really, really something. What we're going to see in 2023, Captain, I wonder a lot of this will just pale by comparison. I might add, too, as we're monitoring what's happening in Vatican City, Captain, looks like they've just brought Pope Francis up to the platform there as that the funeral for Pope Benedict is going to start here very, very soon. But the Pope Francis is now there in St. Peter's, right there in front of St. Peter's Basilica.
Who is performing the funeral? Is it the Pope?
Well, the Pope himself, I think, is presiding over the funeral, yes.
Okay, all right, because I wasn't sure if that was... Because he kind of wanted to be... Benedict wanted to be out of the limelight.
Right, well, exactly. I do think from the onset of the news that Benedict had passed, they had all said that Pope Francis would be conducting the ceremony.
All right, well, I got to mention this before we go to break here, bottom of the hour. explaining why he and several other House conservatives are not voting for Representative Kevin McCarthy to be the new Speaker of the House, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz said that McCarthy had refused to accept some of the issues that conservatives wanted to address in the new Congress, such as term limits, a balanced budget, and a real plan to secure the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, I have information from people that were actually in the meeting, okay, that told me that that's not true.
Exactly. It's hard to know in the melee that this has really become, you know, what to really believe, but especially when it's sensational, as you're talking about the idea, McCarthy doesn't want to do this, that, or the other thing. But of course, what would follow from that too, Captain, very important, is that you have to be able to do what you can do. What is practical? What's happening in this environment? You know, the Senate is not Republican. The House is Republican. So how are you going to get things through unless you're able to do it in some bipartisan way? So you can't just go down a menu, this, and this, and expect it to be done.
Well, now let me mention this. Gaetz also revealed that some of the incoming committee chairmen threatened to remove him and some of the other 20 conservatives from committees if they did not fall in line with what the 200 were backing, which was to vote for McCarthy. Now, I will tell you this. These people, they can request to be on certain committees, but they can't demand it. So is that his way of saying that to me, it sounds like he was trying to enforce his majority that he thought he had, which he doesn't. He's only been there, three terms. He's been there 3 terms now. But the fact of the matter is that, I mean, I just don't understand what he's trying to do except be a troublemaker.
Well, if you come in and make demands.
And there's too much about him. He's got to be careful. He doesn't want to open the big can of worms that's there on him. If he does, he's going to be in big trouble. He's got a dossier on him that you wouldn't believe.
Well, you're right. But when you come into any situation, any company, any team, any organization, and you rock the boat, just to rock the boat or think that
boat,
make
baby.
All these demands. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, but what it does, to a great degree, Captain, it shows a lack of finesse. Everything isn't a blunt instrument.
I'm going to use an expression that a listener who didn't want to be on the air when he said it told me. He said, in his opinion, these people jumped the shark. In other words, they should have waited until they got sworn in by the new speaker, and then they should have brought this all forward. I have to agree with the person on that one. How about you?
Yep, me too.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour break, then we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yeah. USA News Update. 8 people, including 5 children, were found dead from gunshot wounds in a southern Utah home Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide more details or a potential motive for the killing. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at the residence, according to a statement by city officials in Enoch, a small town of about 8,000 people located 245 miles south of Salt Lake City. As Republicans continue to squabble over who will be the next speaker, there are essentially no members in the House of Representatives, only members-elect. Without a speaker, none of them can be sworn in, and the 118th Congress can't convene or vote on any rules. A man accused of attacking police with a machete near New York Times Square on New Year's Eve was intent on committing a jihad against government officials and shouted, "Allahu Akbar," before striking one officer in the head and attempting to grab another officer's gun. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
I'll tell you what, can't wait, because today is the day, and I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30 at Mixon's Roadside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm. Come on by, meet the gang. We have a lot of great people that get together every month there. We have a lot of great, challenging, stimulating conversations. I'm sure we're going to have a humdinger today, so come on out and get involved. All righty, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. He's back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to talk about Peter Ducey. Peter Ducey not only confronted the president face-to-face, but also Jean-Pierre, a little old Frenchie, as we like to call her, about the allegations that Biden lied about involvement in Hunter's business schemes, didn't he?
Well, that's right. I mean, how many times, did candidate Biden and President Biden say, I don't know anything about Hunter Biden and what he's doing. I don't discuss that stuff and whatnot. I mean, it just makes no sense on its face. Anybody who has a child, even an adult child, and they ever talk to them, they're going to talk about something that has to, what are you doing? Well, I'm working on this thing. I work for this person. I do this job, whatever it might be. And we're all led to believe, Captain, that somehow Joe Biden, there's this wall of separation that just goes between him and Hunter Biden, and that way he can make this plausible deniability thing. It just, nobody believes it.
Well, the other part of this is the fact that Peter Ducey, when he confronted the White House press secretary after speaking up to the president, Jean-Pierre, as I say, I like to call her Frenchie, about Joe Biden's lying about his involvement in Hunter's business schemes, Jean-Pierre refused to answer whether or not President Joe Biden had lied about his involvement or lack thereof with the various business operations of the family. And shortly after winning a majority in the House, of course, Republicans promised oversight investigations into Biden and his family. Now, if they could just pick a speaker, they could do it.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, just refusing to answer, standard operating procedure. Or I'll give you this too, Captain, there wasn't something in the binder to say.
Right.
Nothing to read from the binder on that one.
Right. I think she'll have something today, though. Because
so,
again,
yeah.
Because again, at noontime they're meeting, and McCarthy may very well head the votes now because of what we talked about earlier, which is a bombshell of a report. I can only hope that the mainstream media and the news shows this morning lead with that story. What we just told you about the big PACs that had money tied up in there that were holding this whole thing back because they were behind what took place.
Well, right, exactly. So we will see. And, of course, you know, if they continue on, I believe they were stopped at a sixth ballot, and then they'll go to a seventh ballot, and they go to an eighth, a ninth, a tenth, and on down the line, it's just going to get progressively worse. But, yeah, we may see Kevin McCarthy get those votes if,
well,
in fact, this works. Yeah,
it's been talked about the fact that they might have a mixture, I don't know how they're going to do this, about how both the Democrats and Republicans might actually run the speakership, so to speak, to get things started, because they got to get this Congress in there to do the regular business that needs to be done. Now, the latest installment of Elon Musk's Twitter files revealed some of the lengths that Democrats have gone to collude with the social media companies to silence critics and stifle dissent. Now, the latest batch of revelations contained an email wherein California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, the guy who's going to be running for senator, right, to take Dianne Feinstein's place, correct?
Right, right.
Where California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff's office demanded that Twitter suspend the conservative journalist Paul Sperry.
Well, you know, Captain, if you're a member of the U.S. government, and you try to make sure that anybody who's being critical of you gets suspended off of a social media platform, I don't know, does that sound like suppression of free speech?
Of course it is.
Yeah, that sounds like a huge, huge problem. And I'll tell you this, if you had a Republican representative or senator doing exactly the same thing, it would be an absolute you-know-what storm about, hey, wait a minute, we have the freedom to say what we want in this country, and you can't use your office and your power and your influence to try to squelch that. And rightly so, we would hear that.
Now, let me tell you something else that's brewing right now. We have the upcoming National Republican Party chairman's election featuring Rona McDaniel running for re-election against an up-and-coming Harmeet Dillon. Do you remember who she is?
No, refresh my memory. It sounds familiar, but yeah.
Well, she was an attorney for Donald Trump, and she's worked for other people, and she's a consultant, a political consultant. She's on Fox a lot. I've seen her on CNN as well. She's been on Newsmax, but she knows her stuff.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, she is running for that same position, and she's now starting to gather some stronger support in her bid to become the RNC chairman. people need to keep their eyes wide open on this race, because this is anybody can win this, because now they're doing the same thing with Ronan McDaniel that they've been doing with Kevin McCarthy, and that's, well, didn't win anything, didn't do this, didn't do that. What they failed to recognize and failed to say about McCarthy, as he's had the largest gain of members in Congress of anybody in the last decade.
Well, right, right. But the issue becomes, Captain, I think, is the notion that it's going to be our way or the highway. Politics is a business, quote unquote, that about compromise. There are principles, and yes, there are hills that you die on, as we've mentioned before, in terms of your moral principles and so forth. But you have to be able to get a deal done. Ronald Reagan got deals done. He understood.
You know what
the
he
principle.
Did?
What's that?
He would go into a room, shut the doors, and he wouldn't open up until they had the deal. You remember that?
Yeah, they wouldn't have.
I made that suggestion yesterday. They need to go into a room, shut the doors, lock the doors. Nobody goes out for nothing except the bathroom, and that could be on the other side of where they're at. But that's it, period. So they get something
done. And Reagan
done.
Also, well, that's right. Well, and Reagan also had a philosophy that everybody had to get something to walk away from the table with. So it's very difficult to run roughshod over anybody in these kinds of situations. The more that you dig in and the more that it simply becomes almost an article of faith that you're not going to have any kind of bipartisanship or anything like that, or in this case, even internally, that's a bad signal.
Now, let me go over to this real quick. I got a couple things I'm going to try to get in before we have to go to break. There were a couple of conversations between two members of the GOP and Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that have a lot of people wondering what they were discussing. The first person she was talking to was Paul Gosar, Republican of Arizona, and the second one was Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida. Well, it just so happens as we know what she was talking about. We found out about it. You know what it is, right?
Didn't have something to do with some kind of coalition, that kind of thing?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Running the Congress to get things going with this coalition and sharing the speakership.
Well, if they do that, can we at least do what they do in Great Britain? Can we have the president come and try to answer? To, you know, if that's the direction, but I mean, is that really feasible? In our is our system set up for such a thing?
Okay, well, here's something that sounds familiar to a lot of people in my local area. It seems that Anna Paulina Luna was elected to Congress to represent Florida's 13th District. She says she's already facing some nasty behavior. She told Time magazine she believes that this is because she's standing up to the swamp. Now, Luna also says another female member called her to vote for Republican Kevin McCarthy, and she said another member was inappropriate and threatening. She said that the female member threatened her that she better vote for McCarthy or else. But, you know, this is the M.O. on this young individual, this young lady. She's done this over and over and over again. She sued some people for different things that she claimed were the way they were. And she's lost cases as a result of this, too. So, you know, come on. You're a big girl now. You're in the big leagues. Stop the nonsense. Get to work.
Yep, that's right.
Hold on. Coming back with more, folks, right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to try to get this all in. Here we go.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
I'm not sure of the name. It's I'm really not, unfortunately.
Turn up the radio. They've been saying it.
Turn up the radio.
Turn up the radio. Anyway, it's autographed, and that was one that really, you talk about kicking it. I mean, these guys are bouncing all over the freaking place, and they were one of the early big noisemakers, if you will, in the rock and roll business when everybody had long hair and looked cool. You know what I mean?
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Speaking of looking cool, you can't look any more cooler than what you're looking like out there right now with all of the rain and all of the wind and the rain that's behind the rain that's there. Goodness sakes, tell us what's going on out your way.
Well, Captain, of course, we've been talking about the atmospheric rivers. Now they're talking about that this is creating what they call a bomb cyclone. And the bomb cyclone comes in. It's got a lot of force. It comes in very, very quickly, goes, hits the mountains and causes a lot of rain very, very quickly and a lot of strong rain in the Northern California region right now. Of course, all throughout California, including Southern California, we're going to be seeing a lot of that rain. Snow in the mountains, of course, and right now covering almost the entire state of California, we've got aerial flood watches. We've got winter storm warnings. We've got wind advisories as well, because this storm, Captain, can also pack some pretty gusty winds. So wherever you are in the state of California right now, be sure to batten down the hatches. And that is no joke. Please take it very, very seriously and be ready for a whopper of a winter storm coming through. We continue on, of course, with winter storm watches in Utah, mostly the southern part of Utah coming down Interstate 5. We've also got winter weather advisories and warnings up near Cheyenne, Wyoming, and we've also got dense fog in the middle part of Wyoming, central Wyoming tonight. Around Portland and Seattle, we've also got some rain coming in there. So please do be careful. Watch your local reports and so forth, and batten down those hatches and get through this storm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about the northwest corner of North Dakota right now, because we've actually got fog up there right now in that northwest corner, about a 50-mile area in and north-south from the Canadian border, right there on the Montana-North Dakota line. And then moving over North Dakota east over into Minnesota, to just south of the Twin Cities, up towards Duluth. You've got snow, general snow coming in, going up 35 towards the Twin Cities and out around the loop. And then over in the upper peninsula of Michigan, there's some snow over there. Unsettled weather conditions in Iowa tonight, could be getting some flurries in there as we speak. Also over in the northwestern corner of Illinois. Now, there is some, from the rains of yesterday, there is some flooding going on in Alabama coming up I-65. And over in Louisiana, coming up I-55, about 20, 30 miles outside of New Orleans. So be advised of that. Now, if you're looking for snow, go to upstate New York. You've got some on the lee shore of Lake Ontario and up the St. Lawrence River. Lake effect snow blowing in there. Watertown right now, it's moved up to Watertown. And then up in the corner up there north of Lake George, up I-87, right up against Vermont, you've got snow there. You've got snow in Maine, all the way across I-95 coming out of New Hampshire. You got snow in the central part of New Hampshire as well. I suspect you probably got snow up there in the Big Mountain. So there you go, because it kind of looks like that's being covered by this snow that's coming down. It's not a snow storm. It's just a general snow, 1 to 3 inches, except if you're up on Mount Washington, and then it could be a foot or more. So that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J that brings us the great Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Well, folks, go to pilotflyingj.com, find out all about the great amenities that they have for our truckers, our professional drivers, and travelers out there across the highways and byways. By the way, folks, you can start earning 4 points per gallon when you join the My Rewards Plus app and you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, and you'll start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. Pilotflyingj.com, they're waiting for you.
All righty, and your website again, real quick.
KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him on the program, and we had a couple of compliments come in while he was on the air, so I don't know if he's still there or not, but some folks have chimed in and said how much they appreciate what you've been talking about this morning there, Kyle. So anyway, let's go up to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but today it looks like it's going to be the day that something gets done, because according to all the newspaper articles I've got here, plus some of the television news reports, Kevin McCarthy has cut some sort of speakership deal where he's going to get more votes because of a PAC called the Club for Growth that's been holding back the vote with some of their members. You there?
From Club for Growth.
Club for Growth. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What have you heard? Anything?
Not about Club for Growth. I haven't heard that at all.
Okay. Well,
that doesn't.
This is a news story coming out of Newsmax. We'll talk about it on the other side of the aisle. But hammered out by the Club for Growth, the deal will move votes to McCarthy, which has been held up. There are 6 names that are here that are directly involved in this, and there could be as many as 10 that votes could go over to McCarthy today when they come back to have their next vote. And what was amazing was these are people that were given money by the Super PAC in the last election to get elected, and apparently they've been steering this conversation in some sort of way because of the money connection. That's what I'm getting. That's what Newsmax has put out there.
All right, but I'm still not sure that I understand what that influence is, because the holdouts are all coming from the House Freedom Caucus, and
this is the money. Where the money's coming from, apparently.
Yeah, but I mean, the holdouts are coming from the House Freedom Caucus, and not everybody on the House Freedom Caucus is voting against McCarthy.
Nope.
And some of their demands are really ridiculous.
Yep.
They're all things that everybody would like to have.
Yep.
But even if these things pass the House, it would never pass the Senate.
Yep. Well, hold that thought, because when I come back, I'll explain to you when we go to break here what's going on here. But there is a money connection, and that money connection is from the Club for Growth, and there's a story on Newsmax that tells you all about it. In the meantime, I'll be right back with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.